Simon Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. Potik Nesis and Potik Midrashis Ein Shnoigim Behem Kalas Voishu. One is not allowed to do something which is lightheaded in a shul which is made for davening, or a medrash which is made for learning. Begoins Choyk Vihitu Sicha Betela. Surely you're not allowed to joke around in it, but even idle talk, which is something that he doesn't have a special need for, also one should not talk. Even if there's a need for his panos, also you should not talk about it in the shul, because it's not fitting for the shul. Outside the shul is permitted. Shul brings from the Zohar Kodesh and the Yakel that is very extreme about explaining how severe this Aveira is and all the terrible things that come out of it. Ein oichlin v'sheisev b'em, also you're not allowed to eat and drink inside of these shoes. V'em miskashtim b'em, you can't dress yourself up in them. V'em mitaylim b'em, you shouldn't just go into them to walk around in them. V'em nechnasim b'em, v'chamim p'nei achamim b'kshomim p'nei achshomim, you can't go into them to protect yourself from the sun or from the rain. That's considered improper use of the shul just to protect yourself. But Tamil Chachom and Tamil Dehem, Utorim Lechel Ishtois Bem Midoicha. Tamil Chachom that spends their day in the shul, that is like their house. So they, in time of need, can eat in the shul. Shabru brings also that if there was a need to find a place for poor guests to eat, and the only place they could find in the shul, it's also Mutta, but he says it's only Mutta and shuls and chutz laretz that were made on a condition that you shouldn't have the full kedusha, and he says even that is not so poshut, but if there's a big doichak, one can rely on that. Shabru also adds that Tamid Chachomim, just like they're allowed to eat and drink, they're also allowed to take a nap over there, but to use it as a shortcut, or just to go into it, protect themselves from the sun, they can't do it, because that's not something which is nogeh to the limud. But to prevent them from the bittul Torah of the limud, they are allowed to eat and drink and rest over there. The Gemara continues, Yeshoimim shebeis ha-medrash afilu shelo midoichah. It brings opinions that say that even though the kedusha of the beis medrash is higher than the kedusha of the shul, so we will see, but the inyan of this use by Tamid Chachamim, it is a more natural use of it for them to use it for eating and drinking, because that's where they're spending their day learning. Continues the Mechava, Ve'ein Mechashvim, Ve'hem Cheshboines. We also shouldn't use it to do bookkeeping. Elon Kein, Heim Shal Mitzvah. Unless it's something necessary for a mitzvah, Ve'en Kuv Shal Stoke, Pidyon Shvuyim, to set up the local stock collection or to get ransom for people that are in captivity. They're allowed to discuss those cheshbonos over there in the shul. That's the tough mitzvah. Also, ein maspidim bem elim kein yia esben efen migdoil ha'ir shakob nei ir miskapsinu boim maspidoi. A hesped of one of the great people of the town, which is going to bring everybody together, l'kvoidoi, and they need the shul for that purpose, then it's permitted. Shabru says not only the Godel himself is nifter, but even if it's a relative, it's nifter, he's allowed to make a hesped in the shul. So the reason was makbid in the shul only to say tefillah, nothing else, even tzorchei mitzvah. That's a kpeda l'ariza. Yeah, so that which we're permitting to make a hesped for the great people of the town, if he needs to go into the shul for his personal needs, to go and liquor the adam, he has to call somebody out. So that should be also, because you're not using it for a mitzvah just to call him out. So the Shulchan Aruch gives an eight zikonis. You can go into the shul and learn a little bit. Or yoyimah tval shmua, say some tval Torah that he heard. Yachkach yikroy. They should loy yeh nira kila nichlas letzolkoy. Shouldn't look like it's going in only for his personal needs. If he doesn't know how to learn or even read, he has an eitzah of asking one of the people learning there, even one of the children learning there, tell me a pasuk you're learning, and by doing so he'll also have a shaykhus to the Zivri Torah and help permit him to go into the shul. Or there's another eitzah of staying there for a small period of time without moving around, and then you could go out. Sheyeshiva b'mitzvah shenema asher yeshiv yisecho. The fact that he sits or even is purvey himself, it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch without sitting, that's also a mitzvah. Sheya yeshiva k'tehilach b'ez psochim. The amount of time he has to sit down, says the Ramo, k'tehilach shnei psochim. The shear of remaining in the shul that's considered a mitzvah is the amount it takes to walk two psachim, which is 8 tefachim, which is less than 10 seconds.